Inspired Dreaming. Mike here. Thank you all for tuning in with the heart, where we truly live as one. And lo kahi, unity, harmony, and balance. 4 a.m. here in the Valley of Dreamtime. On this Tuesday morning, evening, night, day. Wow. Ocean sounding beautifully, as always, in divine resonance, here in the heart. And, many things to share. And what's funny about it sometimes is when you sit down to do it, it pops out of your head, so to say. And where does that leave us? It leaves us in our hearts. And this is where we truly live. And why do we truly live in our hearts? Why do we focus on this? Why do we share this? Because when we live it in our hearts, we're living in our wholeness. And when we're living in our minds, we tend to forget our heart. And hence, separation comes into play. It's only an illusion of separation, just like the illusions of power that we play here. I'm more stronger than you. I'm more powerful than you. I have a bigger gun than you. I have a bigger army than you. I have a bigger dick than you. Hey now, man. All right. See what I'm saying? So the true power lies within. It lies within you to love yourself, to be kind with yourself. And as we do this, we're going to be kind with others. The focus isn't so much on this, the self in terms of, well, it's all about me. I don't have to care about anybody else. No, that's going into the ideas of separation again. When we share about the self and we share about loving the self, well, it's just reminding us of how we can love not only ourselves but each other more. Because the more we share the kindness with ourselves, the more we can truly be kind with all of creation and those around us, especially. So like this, we'll be more kind to those around us, we'll be more kind to ourselves. And there you go, the reciprocal effect just flows on and on and on. So instead of playing pong with each other, whack, whack, whack-a-mole, hit it back and forth, you know, we're tossing kisses and butterflies, and then they're just floating back and forth and loving kindness. This is the switch from competition to cooperation, to living in harmony with one another. So we can still play games, whether it's a, hey, okay, I'm on this team, you're on this team, but it's one team. It's, we're congratulating everyone. It isn't, you know, team A versus team B. It's team A, and we're just going on different sides of the net. This doesn't make us opposition. It's just, you know, we could play a game. We like to make two teams. Sometimes there's three teams. Sometimes there's four teams. But in the spirit of true competition, we're all brothers and sisters. And so in this way, there's only celebration. Can you have a winner and a loser? Yeah, if you want to say that, okay, we won this game, but there's no winners and losers. And that's the other thing. That's the illusion of power. People in power, you think, ah, they won the game because they got more money. No, it's the illusions of power. There's no winners and losers in the game of life. We're all winners. They didn't do anything yet. I didn't receive my prize. You are here. You're a winner. What about everybody else? Exactly. We're all winners everywhere. What does that mean? It means we're not in the dualistic mind frame that posits in terms of separation, and now winners are separated from the losers. No, we're all winners. We're all on the same team. Team life, team divine source, whatever you want to call it. What's gonna work? Teamwork. So you know we're all in this together. And in this, life, nature, the elements, they're all supporting us to come into harmonization, not only with ourselves, one another, with all of creation. That's the driving impulse of evolution. That's the driving impulse of life. That is the intent of Source. Not for us to live in dissonance with each other. It's for us to live in harmonic resonance with each other and ourselves. Hence, all of life. And as the more and more we do this, the things that no longer serve us, whether it's an institution, a name, a religion, a game we play, a thought pattern, a mental program, an emotional hiccup, it's anything. Well, that no longer serves us truly here in the heart, won't be here. It just won't, we won't be using it. It won't have that influence. You will not pick that candy out of the store. Okay, which candy are we playing? Which candy do I want to eat? Won't be rerunning those old mental patterns or thoughts that bring us into it. They're just going to no longer pop into our head. You change the dial. It's like you have that excessive thought or that tune in your head, and it's playing over and over again. And one of those tunes that we really didn't hear it. It's just kind of in the background. And it was kind of a sad love song. It was only two-part harmony. And we're moving into three-part harmony. We've already moved into it. And three-part harmony is a lovely love song. It ain't a sad song. It is a one of divine resonance. And this is what we're moving into. It's like, my, that's the house we all live in. Yep. Call it your body. Call it the earth. Call it the universe. Call it the planet. Wherever you are, this is where you're moving into. You will be a resident of resonance. In tune, in alignment with divine source creation, flowing in our pure being, our true awareness without any masks, lending to the charade that was on parade. Look at me. That's not you. That's a mask you're wearing, dude. Look at me. I am. I'm looking right into your heart. But if I'm looking, you're wearing another mask, mate. That isn't your true self. Who is it? Don't worry. It's just a mask. It was just a role you were playing. Just like maybe when you were a paper boy, when you were a kid. You're not a paper boy. No, now. Well, I'm a doctor. Well, you know, you weren't a doctor when you were a kid. You're not going to be a doctor. You know, we tend to identify with the roles we play and then say, yep, that's me. I'm like, no, that's not you. That's something you do. You're not your bank account, your job title, your or whatever it may be, because these are only limited versions in a way of yourself, because you're much more than whatever role or job or title you might be. Even if you give yourself the title of the Pope, you're much more than that. I'm the President of the United States. You're much more than that. Man, I'm just a teacher, Mike. You're much more than that. Mike, I don't do anything. Yeah, you're much more than that also. And you're probably almost closer to the truth. And the truth is, we already are. We already be. It's amazing. We came here. And it's like, oh, b-b-b-b-b came here. That's another thing that we've talked about. What do you mean we came here? We were always here. We're on the earth. Again, don't separate the earth out from the all. So, yes, we are always here in existence. Just happen to be standing on the earth at the moment. Thank you, love. Thank you for sharing this beautiful place to call home and to remind us of our true home, which is everywhere. Welcome to the core. My feeling is we truly do have a lot of playing to do. And people might forget what playing is. But if you, for example, had enough money, didn't have to go to work, didn't have to, let's say, make some art, create some art, and sell it, because that's a form of work. I'm an artist, though. What's different? There's nothing really different to me. Everyone's an artist in my book. But look, I have a painting. How does it make you more different than an art than the kid who is drawing in the sand? You just put it down on canvas because that's what somebody else did, and sometimes you think, well, if I could sell this and make some money, that'd be good. But that doesn't make you an artist. Makes you a paid artist if you sell it. But we're all artists. So like this, we put the dream back in truly all of us. Because when we can look at it from this perspective that when from the perspective of the artist and then take out, hey man, you kind of separated yourself from the rest. I'm an artist. I'm different from somebody else. You're no different from anybody else. Everyone's an artist. But Michael, I don't create anything. Yes, you do. You create the life that you co-create the life that is all around you. The play that is unfolding and unfolding in every moment. So, do we got any, if we don't have any of that to do, what do we got to do? Sit, Michael, because I have enough money. I don't have to work. I can create any art I want, but I don't have to sell it. So, well, yeah, we can do that. We can draw pictures in the sand or put it on canvas or wood, whatever, concrete, whatever your canvas is. Right. Sure. Express. And if you don't have a paintbrush, you know, we're always creating, whether it's a joke, a laugh, a warm feeling we're sharing with another. So this is truly coming into the knowing of, as we live our lives, that we are all artists in creation. We are all dreamers. We are all dream weavers. And so we got nothing to do, Mike. I don't have to go to work today. I'm not working on any of my, just let's just say, the studio's closed for today, Mike. Yeah. No need to so-called create anything with material. We just got to do what next, Michael? Play. 7 days a week? What do you mean 7 days a week? Every day. I don't need to split it up. 7 days a week. What about next week? Same. What about next month? Same. What about next year? That's what I mean, every day. But how can we just play for the rest of our lives? Because that's what we came here to do. Can you explain this play a little bit more? Yes, that's you having fun. You laughing, loving, flowing with creation, appreciating the beauty of nature, divine source creation. Wow. So playing doesn't necessarily mean games. Just playing. Playing now with life. Because you don't have to take anything so-called serious. So what else do we got to do if we don't have to so-called take anything serious? We're still responsible. Of course we are. Don't have to take anything serious. Like, I got to go to work. You live in Hawaii, for example. And I'm like, okay, then after that, well, I got to get ready for work. Last time I checked, you weren't scheduled for 24 hours. Well, you know, I'm busy. I got a lot to do. I mean, seriously, folks. Since when didn't we have time to play, to stop, to smell the roses, to enjoy our lives, to really watching a butterfly dance, two butterflies dance. You're enjoying now. You're one with that dance. You're playing. Your imagination is floating up there with the butterflies, having fun. And if you need more examples, go play with some actual kids. I don't want to play. They play also. Doesn't matter. Just play. Really, roll on the earth. I mean, that's what we did when we were kids. That's what we did simple when we didn't even have a ball or a stick. Just rolled around. And then you were like, yeah. Yeah, because you got an earth massage. Mama just massaged you, man. Isn't that lovely? Isn't it lovely? As I crack on my voice here. So this is the true nature of what we came here to be, to do, how, to live. And we know this because we see, what was the last so-called estimate that the economists told us that the average world pay for the majority of the population of Earth, what was it? Oh, yeah, less than a dollar a day. Are they living? Yeah. Are they struggling? Some of them. But they're still here, right? And there's really like, they're going to stay at a dollar a day. So is this showing us the economic injustice of the world? No. Well, not only. It's showing us something more. And if we only focus on that aspect, we're missing it. It's showing us how much we do not need any of it. That if most of us on this planet live on very little money to get, in some things, the only few things we can have to so-called survive. It's showing us how close we are to being free once again. We are free. It's our natural state of being. It's just, and this is showing us how close we are to tuning into this and fully expressing it. Because here it is, I only got a dollar. I want more. You're so closer to being free than we think, because it isn't that now we need to go from a dollar to $1 million. Go from dollar to zero. And it isn't so much zero, source. It's God's will, divine will, which is in tune with the heart of all. And like this, we are always given care to. And so we're tuning into this harmonic resonance again. But if we're focusing on the lack that the majority of the people here are experiencing, you're really not doing a service. You're not really helping. We are to really living in freedom. And what is this freedom? It's freedom from lack of awareness, freedom from so-called lack of love. Because there is no lack. There is no limit. Mike, but they only make a dollar a day, and I only make this much. And we need this much. I'm well aware of the numbers, guys. That's why I said, imagine you have enough. What would that number be? Exactly. Some, it's $2. I'm taking care of Mike. All I needed was that extra dollar a month, and we got everything. Mike, all I needed was an extra $1,000 a month. I got everything. Mike, all I needed was that extra $1 million a month, and then I'm okay. Mike, all I need is that extra $5 million, and then I can rest. You see? So it doesn't matter what so-called number you're looking at. It's the same for everyone. We just have, you know, different places. The numbers are different. You're still showing us this. If I doubled my money, that I thought, if I had double, I'd be set, Michael. And then you look to the guy who has that number that you had, and he's like, no, I need double that, man. And see, then you can get caught up and trapped up. Oh, I now need double what I just had. Then you get that double. And then, oh, now I need double that. It ain't the money, folks. Now, when we experience this, and then we have, and then we start playing out that pattern, and we realize, wow, I have enough. Somehow, the world's majority of the population have enough, and they got less than a dollar a day. What's that telling you? Well, it's, Guy is sharing with me. Thank you, Sophia. I love you. Thank you. Is sharing with me is how close we are to realizing our true divine nature. And that's not only ourselves, Earth, and the oneness and wholeness and harmony that we live with her. Because if we're only living on less than a dollar a day, what's this showing us? Well, we must be supported in so many other ways to be living. And that's the part I'm trying to share here, is that, yeah, that's right. We've gone through this experience where we played it out thinking it was money that kept us alive. Instead of, man, you're alive because you are. Well, then what do I need? What's this money going to buy me? That then, generally it's food, clothing, shelter. And all of these materials come freely from nature. Yeah, Mike, but that guy says he owns it and I got to buy it from him. Yeah, that game is still being played out. It's being winded down in a tense. Fading out. It's not in resonance with our true divine nature. As more we tune into our heart, soul, essence, eternal now, the more we live in this harmonization. And we see the whole world transform. For one, no one's looking for a paycheck anymore. Because you won't need it. Well, how will I live? same way you've always lived. Nature will provide for you. Source is always providing for you. Why you have anything that you have anyways? It was a gift. But I worked for it, Michael. It was still a gift. Who? From my employer? No. From God, from Source, from nature. From yourself. Now, it's not looking so-called back on the past now and going, got to erase that. All that was wrong. No. It's part of the experience to come into this full knowing again. It's like, kind of, maybe you've heard it shared in this way. Everything's perfect, Mike. And sometimes to make it interesting, we pretend otherwise. Wow, that was a hard one to swallow, or let's say cough up even. Going down, going out. So cough out. Oh my. I was just like, wow. That was the reason for all this heartache, hardship. Yeah, Mike, but it didn't. Nobody died. Can we clarify that? Everyone's eternal. So whatever you went through, you're not stuck with it. Because we're holding on to our past, like we're going to repeat it. It's just like, I'm like, wait a second. Can I go back further, so to say? Yeah, and if you go back further, you'll realize you're eternal. I'm like, all right. So the idea that the experiences that we had, that we kind of are like, yeah, let's not do those again. Let's change up the way we've been relating with each other. But it's looking at it as that wasn't a permanent state where we were always in kind of this right and wrong. Something was not quite in tune or in balance. And that meant, well, that it was wrong. We're not in this dualistic mindset. It just meant things were kind of cloudy, actually. And that's why we have through the wisdom, you hear veils. And as the veils of consciousness part or clear, we see ourselves. We see the true divine nature of all creation. We see the divine harmony, the divine play, the heaven on earth that is here for us. And it's not just heaven on earth. It's not like, all right, earth's on heaven now. Everyone else, we're here and you're not. You see how you still see things dualistically? These old thought tendencies to think still in terms of, well, if we're on heaven, where's everybody else? Well, where, you know, because many times people are thinking, oh, I want to go back to this place, or I want to go back to this planet, to this star system. I'm like, guys, one, just different neighborhoods. And they're not separate. So if they're not separate, and we're tuning in heaven on earth here, that mean it was heaven already everywhere else? I'm not so sure of this. What I do know is that we're not just bringing heaven to earth. It's more of a harmonization in the heart that we share with all, everywhere. So what we're doing is not just here on, if we want to talk the grander universe. The divine work we're doing here is really transforming the everywhere. Everywhere. That the love and the laughter and the joy and the kindness that we share with one another here does not only reverberate, vibrate, resonate with the whole of the earth, it resonates with all of creation, all the different star systems, all the different universes or galaxies or multiverses. It resonates with all of all. And as we do this, we are sharing this with all of creation, and they are benefiting by it. They are loving it. They also are being uplifted because there is not separate. In here is not separate. So any act of loving kindness anywhere in creation actually assists all of us in creation. That's how powerful all of us are. I'm in love. Aloha. Guys, Fire Dreaming, Mike here. A little Anugama, Jungle of Joy there. Love that tune. Well, it's, well, still early here in the dream time. Tell you, the skies here in the heart of Aloha can change in a moment. And now it's full stars again. And when we started the show, it's mostly clouds. It's been raining. I can still hear the rain dripping from the roof off my porch here. And the ocean, it's once again quiet roar. It's a silent roar. It's not silent. I hear it. It's a sublime sound. Anywho, the night sky, and now it's clear. And the day before, I was sitting in my garden, 3 or 4 o'clock here in the morning. And full stars, and then I moved back onto the porch, and then 10 minutes later or so, I stuck my head off my porch to look up at the sky. Not a star you could see, completely covered. I was like, wow, that's fast. Felt it. I felt it. That's why I looked. It wasn't like, oh, you could see this the clouds rolling in from Maui or coming down from the mountains behind me. It was like sometimes they just form out of thin air. And because literally that's how clouds do form, out of thin air. And and what nature shows me here is something really beautiful. And it's showing me whether there's clouds or not, we're always connected. There's no disconnection. Because sometimes you're looking at the stars and then the clouds come in and you say, oh man, are you blocking the star? Nothing's blocking anything anymore, because we're not looking at it from a limited perspective. And so we can see the sky change. Like sometimes only one star will be popping out, so to say, or you can see clear through the clouds, or one constellation. And I see this because I'm shown this. And I'm like, wow, that's cool. That there's much more to it than that, but just how in one way we would think, wow, how is it possible that one star could shine through the clouds and we can still see it? Right, and that changes to wow, look at the, not how is it possible, we know how it's possible, look at the magnificence of that star coming through and connecting with me. And so in some moments it's like, whoa, all the clouds disappear, and it's just like full on. Like you're in a, most people would say like you're on top of a mountain or in a planetarium. You thought you're in the real, you know, outside or in the nature where it's just that bright, where it's that, where you feel interconnected. You feel one with. And that's what we're tuning in with. And that is love. That is life. That is our heart. That is source. That is nature. That is the sun. That is everyone. Insects in the trees. So again, if anyone would like to call in, please feel free to do. I will share the number, which I normally don't because it's written on your screen. And that is, but if you're listening and not looking, the number is 347-850-1929. It's the same number every time. That's 347-850-1929. And you can always Skype in from the Gaia Sophia Dreaming Blog Talk Radio homepage or host page. And the host is Harmony of Being, which is me, Mike. And here we are. And here we be. Clear my throat here a moment. All right. And something else that comes up in this, whether we play or whether we sit down and just enjoy the view, whether it's a sunrise, a sunset, a sunny day, a rainy day, the mountains, the desert, whatever it may be, and the sky, wherever you're going to look to just appreciate the beauty that's around you. And sometimes people are like, I've sat in some what I would call bleak landscapes. There's even beauty in that, because why a landscape appears bleak is because we're still feeling that lingering notions of separation. They're only ideas. They're only ideas. Not true. And so when we sit there and then we'll feel alone, like, oh, wow, I'm alone here in this. And I've sat in the bleak landscapes where I'm like, ain't nothing to look at. Like gray, even. Like, there's nothing twinkling in the sky. And so, when I've entered this dimension, particular frequency band, where, yeah, you feel extreme alone. Does it mean you are alone? Nope. Not at all. But it gives you that feeling. And that feeling is to remind you that you are deeply, intimately, intricately interconnected and one with Source. With all. And when you do that, that feeling of aloneness shifts. And it shifts to love. And that's what we're all going through, this experience. And patience and grace are if you want to call them, well, call it what you will, but they're here. Whatever it represents you, the forces of nature. Blessings of Gaia Sophia. The table is set. That's what Mom is letting us know. The table is already set. And through this kind of, it's a divine pause in a way. And it's this patience that we have with ourselves, where instead of being angry and exploding. We give ourselves, like we say to a little kid, take a breath, take a breath. We give that breath to ourselves. And that anger disperses right into the earth. She just absorbs it. Yep, you don't need this. Give it to me. And we're in balance again. We're in love with those around us, not in a state of agitation. We're in grace. So when we give ourselves that patience, we move from agitation to grace. We move from, because anger is just another state of agitation. In a way, it's just an after effect. You're agitated, then you got angry. No, but this is righteous anger, Mike. Yeah, whatever. You let something agitate you to the point of anger. Whether it was a mosquito, your lack of patience, waiting for somebody. You get agitated. No need to do this anymore. This is a lesson we're being, a teaching that we're experiencing. And it's reminding us that, Mike, what's up? Yeah. All's right in all creation. Thank you, God. Thank you, Mom. Give it a moment. Give life a moment. Give yourself a moment. So what? You're late. But I don't want to be. Well, you're going to be. And then you're going to realize, well, it's all right, isn't it? Yeah. Well, then if it's all right, I'm not really late. Exactly. So give yourself the patience sometimes to be patient with other people. Because usually that's where our patience comes into play. But again, it's a patience with ourselves. So we don't, like, explode. And then because usually we're waiting on somebody else. Why are you keeping me waiting? And like, why can't you be more patient? Because it's time to go. Well, I had something to do. You could do it later. Wasn't the moment. Obviously it was the moment because they did it. So give yourself that breath. And nature's giving it to you anyway, so accept it. It's okay. And then you laugh a little more. You love a little more. You're like, it's okay. And so this is where we are in so many ways. And what is this? This is the key to eternity. Or key to your true existence, your true nature, which is, and as we leave this state of agitation, we come into the freedom of the heart to be the love that we are, to be gracious, to be patient with ourselves and other people, not just like put up with it, but to really be patient means to be grace. To be blessed with grace. So it's not like, I was patient. Now you finally showed up. I waited. You weren't patient. You were still sitting in a state of agitation. But I was waiting. There's a big difference between waiting and patiently sitting in grace. If you want to put it like that. Which I just did. And this is what's here for us. Like I said, this is what nature's like, yeah, here, accept this breath. And you're going to move from agitation to grace. And in this grace, you're free. It's like, yeah. Nothing's running through your mind. And this is wrong. This is wrong. This ain't right. And that ain't going. And this is what's here for us. This is the heaven, the paradise. Kick off your shoes and feel it. Take off your glasses, your contacts, your sunglasses. And see it. Live and direct, without any filters. Because the veils have departed. Departed. Disappeared. And the veils are gone. You're only seeing through the fog in your own lens, in your own mirror. Because what nature is showing us is clear. What source is showing us is clear. There's no longer a veil between us. Well, and us. And those veils, as some have described it, are just the illusions of separation. And as one veil dissolves, disintegrates, disappears, and you come to that next veil, and the same thing happens. It comes clear. And you don't blame it. You don't fault it. You don't scream at it. It was just reminding you of different things in a way, so you could see the next clearer. So what else we have here? This beautiful moment in creation itself. We come back to love. And as the human need to procreate dissipates quite naturally, you will come more into balance with ourselves and each other, and the oneness of creation, and flow in harmony and divine resonance. Because this is our genes themselves literally transforming, transfiguring to a higher way of being. And this is what's here for us. So thank you all for tuning in with Guys of Fire Dreaming. Aloha. We'll be forward soon. And Gaia lets us know. So thank you all once again for tuning in. Very grateful. Very, very grateful for all of us. Yeah, much love. Much aloha.